In this day and age, we hear about funding for the NHS by many different people, and it's all good. But if, like me, you wonder how the money's spent once donated, it's really good to hear about the end results of people's efforts. So it's with that in mind that I welcome to the show this morning my guest, Joanne Arikala. Is that right? Have I said that right?
Iricola. Nearly right.
Almost right. Almost right. Hi, Joanne. Lovely to have you with us here on Radio Way. Whose idea was it to set this page up, and why this GoFundMe page?
So it was my idea to set up the Nourish Our Nurses GoFundMe page, and it all came about on the Friday of that Boris Johnson announced that a lockdown would begin on the Monday. I was speaking to my school friend, Karen, who's actually a nurse up in Edinburgh, but she was saying that she'd just come off a long night shift, gone to the supermarket, and like the stories we were hearing at the time, the shelves were empty because that's when panic buying started. So she said she just really wanted to cry. So I came off the phone to her, processing all this information, thinking, of course I can't help her, she's in Edinburgh, but how can I make a difference locally? And that's when I went to bed on the Friday night, and in bed I put this GoFundMe page up, Nourish Our Nurses,
and it went from there.
Yeah, set the target at £500, and the next I shared it with my friends and family, and the next morning it was up to £1,000 already.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty early on before we actually saw some of the results, and especially that video that we all saw on the television of that nurse absolutely crying. I mean, that was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
It really was.
So you went from setting up this page, and you got your first £1,000. And so how did that develop? Because you've not just set the money up, have you, the page up? You've actually got involved in putting together various packages. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So the idea when I set it up was to provide food to the nurses at St Peter's Hospital. And I thought, I hadn't really thought it through because obviously the shelves were empty. Yeah. Depending on how much money I was going to raise, first of all, I was thinking, well, am I going to drive around to all these supermarkets and get three of this and three of that? And how am I going to put it together? And of course, we weren't allowed to do that because of lockdown circumstances. So there was lots of things once the money started coming in, and it did come in quite quickly because we're up to £25,000 now already.
I saw that.
So yes,
well
so,
done.
Which is absolutely fantastic. But we had to find a supplier to supply the fresh fruit and veg and the pasta and get it delivered to us so that we could pack it. And then we were initially packing 200 bags a week of this fresh fruit, vegetables and pasta, and providing it to the nurses at the hospital. And now we've upped it to 400 bags a week, and now we've already supplied 2,500 bags.
Wow.
And they're quite big, substantial bags that will last the nurses and the staff there for about a week.
So you're obviously not alone, because you couldn't be packing up 400 bags on your own. So who have you roped in to help you?
Well, first of all, it was my lovely friend, Debbie Pepin. She contacted me the day after I set the page up, and she said, how can I help? You know, I've got time on my hands. You know, I'm here to help you. So that was fantastic, because obviously with teamwork it makes it much easier. When we were originally sourcing all the supplier and how we were going to transport it and where we were going to have it delivered, there's a lot of logistics that we hadn't really thought through, but it's all kind of evolved and come together. So first of all, we were just using my children and her children, who were all born at St Peter's, so that was a lovely link too.
Aww.
and a nice way to say thank you. And since then, there's been support, local volunteers have come forward. So we've got people from the local tennis club, we've got some student volunteers, we've got some people that are retired. So it's a real lovely mixture of about 20 people.
And
we can now pack the 200 bags in about 35 minutes, whereas before we would do it taking about 4 hours to do it.
Sure. So what was where do you keep this stuff stored when you're you know, just before you're getting ready to send it out? Does it come straight from the supplier and then goes straight to the hospital, or is there a storage element to it?
No, so we've first of all, we found a supplier and they were delivering it just as the first delivery was about to arrive. It was going to be to my home. I thought, actually, I don't know what 200 pieces of broccoli looks like and 800 tomatoes and with all these different produce, I'm thinking, So I quickly phoned up the school that I work at and I said, can I borrow your car park, please, to have a delivery there? So I discussed it with them and they were okay with that. And since then, we've been packing it in the car park of the school. And thankfully, we've been gifted with wonderful weather. It's
Yes.
been sunshine all the time. And moving on one step further, instead of the supplier that we found, who was wonderful to us at the beginning, a teacher suggested, why don't you go to the market and get all the produce yourself? Because surely that would be cheaper, hence being able to provide even more food because we're saving money, which is exactly what we did. So now I get up to go to the market at 4 o'clock twice a week.
And what market
Store
is
the
this? What
That's Western International
I was going to
Market
say, yeah.
in Hayes.
Yeah.
And then come back, leave all the food in the minibuses, and the volunteers come on site at 9 o'clock to do all the packing, and then we drive it straight to the hospital. Although we've been staggering it too, because St. Peter's have said, can we come later on the Friday so that the night shift workers are not missed out?
I was going to say, what's how do what's the logistics of actually getting it to the nurses? Do you take it to the nurses in the hospital, or do you take it to where they're all living? But you know, because I know there's a few nurses living on site at St. Peter's, but you obviously take it right up into the foyer of St. Peter's. Is that right?
No,
No.
because they didn't want us to actually go into the hospital, obviously, because of COVID, etc.
Yeah.
So when we originally delivered the first lot, they were kind of like, wow, overwhelmed by the quantities. And originally, it first went to the COVID wards. And then after that, St. Peter said, it can't keep going just to the COVID wards. It needs to be more evenly distributed. And of course, everyone that works at the hospital plays a part in the everyday running of it.
Of
So
course.
it's fairly distributed throughout all the wards and all the different services. And that is all done by St. Peter's. And they have a rotational basis so that all staff benefit at different times.
That's really, really lovely. What's the reaction you've been getting? Have you had some good feedback?
Just amazing feedback, and it's just so heartwarming and lovely because it means so much to these nurses.
Of
Not
course it
only
does.
that we can help them a bit at this time, but it means so much to them. But we're not doing it for the thanks. It's the least we can do at this time because it's such a scary time too, because they're trying to do their job and they're worried about, their own lives too. It's the unknown, and also they're trying to, they're upset for caring for these patients who are suffering with COVID-19 as well.
Exactly, and I would imagine that being healthy themselves and having fruit and vegetables is a big part of providing antibodies to actually fight something like this, isn't it? So what you're
Indeed.
doing is keeping them going while they're looking after the worst affected
Yes,
COVID
that's why
patients.
St. Peter's was so grateful, because they said, they've had so many lovely donations from the public and from companies and local people, but a lot of it obviously is snacks and sugary and sweet
Yes,
things and
yeah.
crisps, which of course everyone loves as well. But the healthy side of it too was to really try and nourish them and keep them well, so that they do have the energy levels and try and keep them healthy so that they can stay at work.
Absolutely. So your page is still open at the moment, isn't it? With
Yes, very much
donations
so.
being
We'd like to keep
accepted.
it, Yes, we'd like to keep it going as long as we possibly can, although we only have about enough money to do another kind of week's worth of deliveries. So we would really, really love any donations possible, and people can make those if they go to GoFundMe and type in Nourish Our Nurses, it will come up.
Wonderful. I was just about to ask you for those details. Well, you've done an amazing thing. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
for coming on today and telling us about it. And if anybody wants to donate, they can go to Nourish Our
We would be
Nurses
really grateful.
and
Thank you very
give.
much.
Thank you very much.